Back now with Day to Day, I'm Madeline Brand. As the weather clears over the Gulf Coast, the nation's economic climate is also improving. Federal officials say Hurricane Rita did minimal damage to refineries in its path, and the Bush administration's top economist is now saying the effect of both recent hurricanes on the U.S. economy should be modest. Marketplace New York Bureau Chief Bob Moon joins us now with more on this economic picture. And Bob, how are the oil markets reacting today?
Hi, Madeline. Well, we were all at the mercy of the winds as the weekend began, and fortunately it would seem that we've been spared the worst. That's a relative term, of course, so even though the price of a barrel of oil was trading lower today as the session began, and the turbulent energy markets have settled down a bit, there's also some concern still out there among some analysts that it's not strictly true to say that we have escaped here untouched. Refining capacity is down by several million gallons a day, and it'll take a while to restore that. President Bush did tell reporters today that the capacity should return relatively quickly because the storm did miss a lot of the key places down there. He says about 1.8 million barrels a day should be back online soon in both Texas and Louisiana. Meantime, he is urging Americans to conserve gasoline whenever possible. He says he remains prepared to loan crude oil to refineries from the nation's emergency stockpile if that has to happen. But the picture certainly isn't as dismal as it looked heading into the weekend. In fact, one senior government energy analyst did say today that there's still plenty of crude oil in storage. So even if there is more damage discovered to the big drilling platforms offshore, there shouldn't be a really serious problem.
And in terms of the overall economy, why is the administration so confident that it is strong enough to overcome these two storms?
Well, the White House economic advisor was putting a positive spin on things over the weekend. Yesterday, he did voice some concern about the effect that these higher energy prices could continue to have on the economy. And he warned that job losses this month will be very heavy. But he also did say that as the economy begins to recover and the jobs start coming back over the next couple of years, the effects overall should be actually positive on the economy.
And what about the financial markets? Stock market obviously nervous last week. Are investors reassured today?
Seemed to be. The stock market really jumped at the open today. One interesting reaction: insured losses for the insurance industry from Rita are forecast to be way lower than predicted. So those insurance company stocks are up today. And today in the Marketplace newsroom, we'll be taking a closer look at the economic effects from all this stormy weather.
Bob Moon of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace, and Marketplace is produced by American Public Media. Thanks, Bob.
Thanks, Madeline.